House Bill 1078, an act to revise a certain bond and insurance requirements for trust companies.
If I might do it.
You might, right there.
House Bill 1078 relates to trust companies and not banks. And for those of you that were around in 1995, if you will recall, the legislature authorized what is called standalone trust companies. And standalone trust companies were interested in coming to South Dakota because South Dakota is considered somewhat of a mecca for the trust business because of our favorable banking laws and trust laws. Tom Adam will speak to the purpose and reasons for this bill, but as I mentioned, it is a simple bill. It eliminates some inconsistent provisions in statute, and Tom will speak to that.
Good morning again. Tom Adam for the South Dakota Bankers Association. Very briefly, as Representative Broderick indicated, in 1995, you folks saw fit to pass a law which we referred to as a standalone trust company act. You don't have to be a bank to provide trust services. We are not, they are not a bank, so why are we here? We're here because for some reason we're deemed to be a first cousin, and when there is a need, we are asked to participate in the family discussion. In section one of the printed bill, if you read it carefully, you will note that there is a requirement that the applicant post a surety bond. Nothing necessarily wrong with that. If you read section two of the current law, it says the applicant can post either a surety bond or insurance. It's inconsistent. The director's office receives calls asking which is it and why is it, and there really isn't a good answer to the question. So we have suggested that the legislature repeal 6A-18, which is section 1. Then we have added language to 6A-19, which is section 2, saying that the applicant for a standalone trust company business license can post a bond in a form to be determined by the commissioner, or the insurance, which is the current requirement, or both. That's simply it as we view it. It's primarily to eliminate an inconsistency in the existing statute, which we were a part of when it was drafted back in 1995. That's all that I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Any other proponents? Thank you, Mr. Duncan. Any other proponents? Hearing none, are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the Committee of Public Testimony with discussion and or action. Representative Siebert.
Tom, a lot of the language in here is may, and evidently it puts the responsibility back on the banking commission. Is that what that?
That's correct. Yes.
So different. The commission has a.
Yes.
Do they have requirements of these banks?
Trust companies. The requirement is before you can commence a standalone trust company business, you will have to post either a bond, which is satisfactory to Mr. Duncan, or else acquire appropriate insurance. And that would depend upon the ability and the experience of the applicant, as I understand.
That's determined by the
commission. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Representative Valandro.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. See, Mr. Adams, this in regard to these, what do they call them, dynasty trusts and stuff like that, and that law that was passed in 1995, can you just kind of, just for my information or the committee's information, how much has that helped, and you got any estimate or idea what type of capital or jobs or whatever that's brought to South Dakota?
I can't, Mr. Chairman, if I might. With reference to the number of trust companies we have in South Dakota, I can't answer that question. I don't know. Perhaps Mr. Duncan could. With reference to your comment about a dynasty trust, that's a trust. There are all kinds of things called trusts. A good number of years ago, this legislature saw fit to significantly alter a thing called a law against perpetuities, perpetual motion. And that's complicated stuff, and I'm not the most complicated person you'll ever meet. but I was involved when we did that. And basically it says that you can throw the pencil up into the air and it may not fall down for a long time. But from a taxing perspective, every time the pencil hits the ground, it's taxed. Bang, bang, bang. In a dynasty trust, you invest it perpetually, so to speak. And until it vests, it won't be taxed again. Well, for the Daddy Warbucks of the world who have all of the money collected in their cigar boxes, this is a real inducement to come to South Dakota to create a dynasty trust, because it doesn't come down and we don't have a state income tax. And so that family wealth can be invested without it being subjected to death taxes or state income taxes as it accrues. And apparently it's been quite a mecca, and there's been quite a little bit of that. Most of your practicing attorneys are aware of that, and your trust companies are, and Director Duncan is, and I would defer to him if he would care to respond to the question. That's my response.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Is that any other comments, questions?
Second.
Due pass by Representative Brown, seconded by Mr. Madsen. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Legalka. Roderick.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Linsky.
Aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Belandra.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
Knut.
Aye. That passes 12 to 0.
Right.
A consent motion by Representative Madsen, seconded by Nesselhoff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?